I guess actually they're going to be, they're still playing small clubs when they tour internationally, but they've made a real name for themselves in Australia. And they are here in Canada as we speak. They're going to be playing the next couple of nights at the Commodore in Vancouver.
Whoa.
And yeah, two nights sold out back to back, and then playing on Sunday at Whistler's Skier Plaza for free as part of the TELUS Ski and Snowboard Fest, which I will actually be taking part in.
Nice.
So pretty excited. Actually, the rumor has it I'm going to get a chance to meet the Cat Empire and just tell them what a huge fan I am. So
yeah, go on behalf of Discorder and just, you know, use that credibility.
I totally should. I'm working in a different media role. I don't want to advertise it too much here, because make the Discorder folks, the CIDR folks, a little bit upset about that. But I'm just not jumping ship, but just kind of a little sidestepping for the festival. But I will bring a recorder and make sure we get some clips of the Cat Empire.
Represent.
I will. And good dudes all around. And yeah, so we're going to play a track now from their multi-platinum album.
What's the track called?
So many good tracks. The album's called Two Shoes. Mm-hmm. There's so many good tracks in here. But I think because the TELUS Ski and Snowboard Festival is happening starting on Friday, I think I'm going to play the first track, Sly, which makes references to festival time.
Mm-hmm.
So, CJ, thanks once again. Great job this week. And we'll speak to you again in 2 weeks' time. And
CJ, over and out.
Right on, my friend. Yeah, so here we go. Without further ado, the Cat Empire with Sly, 101.9 CITR, the Discorder Radio Show.
Festival time, and this woman is a goddess at a festival shrine. Met her while I jam in that garden of sorts. I must confess, God bless, I'm in pure thought. Show us the money! Was the call of the night, but no money could afford even a piece of the pride. There might have been a sea of people I don't know, because all I could see was that this woman, she glows. So why? It's a pleasure to meet ya. You look like one incredible creature. Wanna treat ya fine, let's dance and grind. Get so funky, flick that it's a crime. You're divine, you're sublime, and well, you blow my mind. Take her like a glass of milk then. I saw her coming, what a scene, what a mean. She got the sex coffee theme, but she tastes like vanilla. Well, why she ignite when we hit the floor? Like the room on a super commodore. Now if it makes a good story, well, it's just worthwhile. We first start dealing stories in a sprinkler style. It's all sly. Aye, it's a pleasure to meet ya. You look like one incredible creature. Wanna treat ya fine, let's dance and grind. Get so funky, flick that it's a crime. You're divine, you're sublime, or will you blow my mind? Hey! You're so sly! Why? Ginny, do that bullshit, get the sack back, seats, feeling alright.
Feeling alright.
I do that much, oh! I rock it with a funk stride. I do that late checkout with a do not disturb sign. I say, yeah, 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 and I do the slide. Why, it's a pleasure to meet ya. You look like one incredible creature. Wanna treat ya fine, let's dance and grind. Get so fucking free. We'll be right back.
this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide? No escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy. 'Cause I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me. To me. Mama, just kill a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, didn't mean to make you cry. If I'm not back again this time tomorrow, carry on, as if nothing really matters. Too late. My time has come. Sends shivers down my spine. Body's aching all the time. Goodbye, everybody. I've got to go. Gotta leave you all behind and face the truth. Mama. Oh. I don't want to die. I sometimes wish I'd never been born at all. I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me. Galileo,
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 Galileo, Galileo Figaro. I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from his monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go? Is Mala?
No, we gonna let you go.
Let me go. Mamma mia, mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. Anyone can see nothing really matters. Nothing really matters to me. Anyway, the wind blows. Anyway, the wind blows.
All right, folks, how awesome is that? Yes, you are here at, in Sam Squanch's Hideaway. My name is Anita B, and this is CITR 101.9 FM. Yeah, that's our buddy, William Shatner. I don't know, what is he, like seven? No, hi, he's like 89 or something ridiculous. William Shatner, originally out of Montreal, and he's Canadian, of course, and henceforth, he is being played on Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where we listen to Canadian music. So there's a new album out by him, and it's called I can't even say this with a straight face. All right, so it's Seeking Major Tom. Yes, the whole thing has... a space theme, and it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculously awesome. I mean, so we just heard, of course, Bohemian Rhapsody, which featured John Wetton, and I don't even know who that guy is. I'm assuming maybe he's from Queen. I don't know. So that's a cover, of course, a Queen cover, and it's two discs, and there's a total of 20 songs here. Now, I am trying to figure out some of these cover songs. All right, now here's the deal. So I'll tell you some of the songs that are included on this recently released disc, put out, by the way, by Cleopatra Records. And okay, we've got Space Oddity, of course. That'd be David Bowie. Major Tom, of course, David Bowie. Rocket Man, I'm assuming would be that guy from England who don't really like. Got the big glasses. He bugs me. And then we've got, let's see, what do we have here? Walking on the Moon. Would that be the Police, I'm assuming. Then we have Learning to Fly. Now, it's like, here's the problem with whomever designed this. There's no, it doesn't say, seriously, it doesn't say, oh, unless I've missed something here. All right, here we go. Let's see. Okay, so, yeah, okay, now I have it here. Okay, so it would be, okay, disc two, Learning to Fly is what I'm looking for. Oh, so that would be featuring Edgar Froese, Pink Floyd's Learning to Fly. Okay, all right, so let's see, because I'd like to listen to some more of this. I'm assuming you guys are into this too, because why wouldn't you be, right? So is it Walking on the Moon? I'm just making sure, Sting. Yeah, that'd be Sting. Okay. What else do we got here? We've got Mr. Spaceman, which would be, I believe, the Kinks. Then we've got Planet Earth. Oh, Asia. Oh, that could be a good one. Let's listen to that. Or Iron Man. No. Well. You know what? How about we continue playing, listening to other music, and then I'll just pepper the show with a whole whack of William Shatner, because that will just make the show that much better, right? Okay, so that's my sort of focus here. We will have a William Shatner fun time on Sam Squanch's Hideaway tonight. And in between, we'll hear other Canadian music, all right? So here we are. I've got some Catherine Calder right here for us to listen to. She has a new album out. It's called Bright and Vivid. She is out of Victoria, and if you've heard of Catherine Calder, you might know that she was in the band Immaculate Machine. That's a Mint Records band, as well as she is a sometime new pornographer, if that makes sense. Yeah, she tours with them. So, and interestingly enough, she's also Carl Newman for the New Pornographer's niece, but not a blood niece. There's some sort of family connection there. I don't know, but it's not genetic, if that makes sense. All right. Okay, so let's listen to something from this new Catherine Calder album. What should we hear? How about we listen to track number... Number two, it's called Who Are You? Yes, like the Who would ask. Except I don't think it's a cover of that song. All right, so here we go. Let's listen to Catherine Calder on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Oh, that didn't work now, did it? But that's my radio, by the way. I mean, that's my cell phone. Isn't that funny? It, just as I hit, at the second I hit the CD player to play, which it didn't play, by the way, on comes my Pixies notification. Isn't that weird? Let's try that again. Is that working? No, that doesn't look like that's working either. Okay, let me try it again. Let me put some Catherine Calder into a different CD tray. And that could, we might be all good there. All right, let's take out William Shatner. We'll come back to you, William. I promise we'll get some more William Shatner. And let's try this again. And there we go. Now, this should be Catherine Calder, I think. Come on. Come on. Everything's really slow. Yes, we're good. Folks, that was not good. Okay, CD one, this, okay, you don't care. But let me tell you that we have 3D CDs here at the station, CD players, and CD one is messed up. So, and I went from CD two to put into CD one, and that didn't work. Then CD two, on the board here, there's this magical switch at the top. It's this A and B that no one ever touches, and apparently somebody did. So that one wasn't my fault, just in case you're caring. Okay, here we go. This is Catherine Calder. Oh, okay, song two. It's called Who Are You? From her new album, which is called Bright and Vivid. By the way, this is released on, well, she got a Factor grant for this. And the label is, well, F-U-M. Fume. Fume. Let's try this again. Ah, much better. Oh, That right there is Catherine Calder. And we're going to move on. I just got a caller. Isn't that nice? I got somebody calling. So if you would like to be a caller and give me, chat me up. The number here is 604-822-2487. That's 604-822. That would be CITR. It stands for UBC CITR. And if you have a song you'd like to request, it has to be Canadian. And that's the first piece of criteria. Then the second piece is it has to be good Canadian. So if you request, you know, I don't know what's bad. There's a lot of bad Canadian music. So I just won't play it, right? And it'll be nice that you called, but good try. So like, for example, Alanis Morissette, I just won't play her. Or I Mother Earth, won't play them. Now, interestingly enough, I'm not making this up. I think I saw in Seattle just this past weekend, I Mother Earth are playing a show. Yeah, I swear to God. And then there was some kind of cool band opening for them. I don't remember who the cool band was now off the top of my head. I swear to God, I get I Mother Earth confused with, Our Lady Peace. I get those two bands always confused. They're both equally bad. Yeah, I think it could have been Our Lady Peace is back together. One of those bands, but don't request them, okay? All right, but I did get somebody calling and I feel bad. I didn't get your name. I was busy here, just my head's always busy, and looking up these killer songs. The person who called was very friendly, and he said that he liked the William Shatner song that I played, so he would like to hear more. Isn't that awesome? So yeah, I'd like to play some more William Shatner too. So this goes out to my mystery friend out there who wants to start a revolution, and he hates Elton John. So there you go. So do I. I don't like Elton John really at all. Okay, so let's see what we can play. So I'm not going to play anything from this new William Shatner album by Elton John. So therefore, no Rocket Man for you, buddy. And I think Planet Earth I'm going to play. So that would be, and again, whoever designed the CD, just tell us who the artist was that performed the song, if you can, if you know what I'm saying. And don't stick it all the way in the secret. There's like a secret little compartment to find the liner notes. No, just make it plainly obvious. So for example, learning... Hold on a second here. Planet Earth, when you look at Planet Earth, it says featuring Steve Howe. And then in brackets, obviously from the band Yes in Asia. Hey, like, I don't know that guy, but okay, I believe you. And then it's got like all the members of Duran Duran... in brackets. Yeah. So you can just say performed by Duran Duran. It just makes my life simpler. Okay. So let's listen to some more of that CD. That would be William Shatner. It is called Seeking Major Tom. It's new. And we're going to hear something from Disc 2. So this should be good. We're going to hear some Planet Earth. That would be Duran Duran cover song by our buddy William Shatner. And my mood is increasing. This is good. I had a little freak out today. I'm a teacher with my grade eights. My grade eights. Oh, God, Lord, save me from them. I teach grade eight. Yes, I do. Sadly, I teach grade eight. And they're just, they're awful. And I literally lost it with them. I told them that they're the worst class I've ever taught in 10 years, which is the truth. And this is it. But mind you, this is after one of my students got up out of his seat to take my seat at the front of the classroom, thinks it's okay to just take the teacher's seat and move it back to his desk. And in the process, pulls my laptop down with it, because he got it wrapped around my laptop cord. And down goes my laptop, this really heavy thing, smash, in the midst of all this me yelling at the grade eights, which just then made me more irate. And it's like, it's actually not just a laptop, but it's actually one of those early tablets where the it's got two pieces and it shuts, but then you could turn it around, spin the thing off, spin the top part of the laptop folding thing, and then turn it around and it turns into a tablet thingling. It's a Dell, whatever. And that whole thing goes flying off, smashes loudly on my ground, and then it falls almost apart. Like the poor, it looks, is this dead, sad little computer. And luckily for this kid's sake, it didn't break. I don't know how it didn't break. It's this steel heavy contraption. Anyways, but my mood is increasing. It's better. I'm telling you, music can do it. Music can save your soul. If you're in a bad mood, listen to some good music. And I guarantee, just like that, it'll be turned around. So here we go. Let's listen to some Good Old Planet Earth, which would be Duran Duran. It's like their very first single. It's like their sub single, their pre-single. I don't even think it was a single. I remember the video, but this came out before even like Hungry Like the Wolf came out, right? And if I'm not mistaken, Planet Earth had that video with the girls bopping each other with, like, I don't know, some sticks and stuff on like a grease pole. And they were like topless, I think. I swear to God they were. It was very risque at the time, back in like 81 or whatever. All right, that's enough of my talking. This is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is William Shatner, a cover of Duran Duran's Planet Earth on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Tranquility Base, this is Houston. Can we get both of you on the camera for a minute, please?
Begin, Houston.
Roger, we're about to get both of you on the field of view of the camera for a minute.
Outside to watch the night fall with the rain. I heard you making patterns rhyme like some new romantic looking for the TV sound. You'll see I'm right some other time. Look now, look all around. There's no sign of life, voices, another sound. Can you hear me now? This is Planet Earth. You're looking at Planet Earth. Bop, 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 bop. This is Planet Earth. Earth. My head is stuck on something precious. Let me know if you're coming down to land. Is there anybody out there trying to get through? My eyes are so cloudy, I can't see you. Look now, look all around. There's no sign of life, voices, another sound. Can you hear me now? This is Planet Earth. You're looking at Planet Earth. Bop, 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 bop. This is Planet Earth. Earth. Another sound. Can you hear me now? This is Planet Earth. You're looking at Planet Earth. Bop, 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 bop. This is Planet Earth. This is Planet Earth. This is Planet Earth.
This is Planet Earth. Tranquility Base, this is Houston. Can we get both of you on the camera for a minute, please?
Earth below us. Drifting, falling, floating, weightless, calling.
calling home. Wait for me. Don't leave me. I love you.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you sweet deals on the West Side and UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, Displace Hasheries, The Eatery, Fresh is the Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Illusion Studio and Spa, Herner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
And don't forget the UBC Bookstore. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
To my bed. again, we both shall stand and hold on. You're slipping fast. All of this all shall pass. And hold on and swim to land. You'll live my live my one demon.
Ah, the good old days. That was from 1996, possibly 95, that record. No, I was right, 1996. That was Tristan Cyanic. Tristan Cyanic was a band out of, I was going to say Halifax, but no, Hamilton. So Hamilton, Ontario. And they were the, they were? I don't know if Sonic Onion is still around. So is that past tense? The record label, Sonic Onion. Anyways, these guys led up the label Sonic Onion. Yes, out of Hamilton. So I haven't really seen any releases by them lately. So I don't know. I'll have to Wikipedia it, I guess. So Tristan Cyanic, we heard something called Puke from their album TPA Flight 028. All right, now let's find out what the weather is going to be like in Vancouver. By the way, it is 7:14, and it is currently, according to this, it's raining. Now, when I came here at like 45 minutes ago, it was raining, so I don't doubt that. And the temperature is 10 degrees here in Vancouver at the airport. And today is Wednesday, so tomorrow's Thursday. The high tomorrow, Thursday afternoon, is 12 degrees Celsius. Now, if you are American and you want to know the Fahrenheit, that would be, let me tell you, okay, that would be 54 degrees Fahrenheit, which is not bad. I was raised on the Fahrenheit system myself, so I actually prefer to hear temperatures in Fahrenheit. Okay, so a high of 54 degrees Fahrenheit here in Vancouver, mainly sunny. So that looks good. If you like to jog or run, it looks like you've got a good day for it tomorrow. Then we move on over to Friday, and we have isolated showers and a high of 52 degrees Fahrenheit, which would be 11 degrees Celsius, because I can quickly convert. That's easy. It's easy if you want to convert Celsius into Fahrenheit, because your easiest sort of conversion is just know that 10 degrees Celsius is always 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, there was a tip that I learned as a kid, and that was like this. You take your temperature times by 2 and add 30 in case you want to convert. Now, it starts the further out away from 10 degrees you get on either end, it starts to get skewed. So, but for example, 10 times 2 is 20 plus 30 is, well, 50 degrees. That's right. Or if you take 20 times 2 is 40 plus 30 degrees is 70. I just taught you something maybe. Except that's where it starts getting a little bit skewed. Because if I'm not mistaken, 20 degrees Celsius is actually 68 degrees Fahrenheit. See? There you go. All right. So there you go. I'm here with you guys until 8 o'clock. And if you would like some more geography lessons or weather lessons, you can find me at Sir Charles Tupper Secondary, where I teach grade 12 geography. Yes, I do. And I also teach social studies. Yes, I can help you write an essay if you'd like. Teach some English as well in there. But there you go. Yeah, so I'm here until 8 o'clock, 6:30 until 8. The show's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this is all Canadian music. Yes, it is. Now, let me tell you what we listened to before that. So we heard some Tristan Cyanic. Before that, we heard something from the band out of Toronto called Wood Pigeon. And it's off of a compilation which is called Tunes for Baboons, which is live sessions from CJSW 90.9 FM. Now, CJSW is the University of Calgary station. Right. Yes, it is. So there you go. And they have a double CD compilation here that they've released, which is pretty cool. All right, there you go. What else can I tell you? Well, we're listening to some William Shatner tonight. So why not play some more William Shatner, right? Well, let's see. What do we got? Okay, back to my little poorly laid out song listing sheet. All right, so William Shatner. How can I not love this? Okay, so we're not going to hear Rocket Man, so no, thank you. We could hear a little bit Space Oddity. That could be good. That's David Bowie. We all know that. What else could we hear? No, don't want to hear that one. Let's see who else. Twilight Zone. That is performed. No, it doesn't say. See, it doesn't. This is frustrating. Okay. Well, we all know Iron Man is an Ozzy Osbourne song. Or is it actually the Black Sabbath? Huh. I'm thinking it's Black Sabbath, Iron Man. All right, so let's not hear that. I hear that all the time. I'm tired of it. Let's hear a little Space Oddity. That could be good. All right, let's hear that. So we're going to hear some Space Oddity. This is from William Shatner's newish album. Newish. It came out actually last year in 2011. William Shatner, it's called Seeking Major Tom. This is a David Bowie cover that we're going to hear. And yeah, the station is CITR 101.9 FM. We are located on the campus of UBC here on the very western tip of the city of Vancouver. And what else can I tell you? Well, my show's only every second week. So if you listen to this show next week from 6:30 until 8 p.m., for example, you won't be hearing me. You'll be hearing Jonathan B., and his show is called Shameless. All right, so here we go. This here is some William Shatner. You should be enjoying this because you have to enjoy this. How can you not? All right.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills. Put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown. Engines on. Check ignition. And may God's love be with you.
Lift off.
This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade. And the papers want to know whose shirts you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule, if you dare. This is Major Tom for ground control. I'm stepping through the door, and I'm floating in a most peculiar way. And the stars look very different today. For here am I sitting in a tin can far above the world. Planet Earth is blue, and there's nothing I can do.
All right, that was some pretty good stuff now, wasn't it? That was actually really awesome. That's new. It's from the Montreal band Islands. And the song we heard was Hallways, and you can find that on their very new album called A Sleep and a Forgetting. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Islands. Now, Islands, the lead singer, Nick Thorburn, I believe his name is, used to front the band The Unicorns, who are no longer. And interestingly enough, they also, now, you know the guy, Michael Cera, who is, Michael Cera, well, he's that actor who's in, well, just, what did I just see him in? I just recently saw him in the movie Juno. So he plays the boyfriend in Juno. And he plays like, you know, always kind of like an indie rocking guy. So anyways, now this is interesting. So Michael Cera actually was a member of the band that Nick Thorburn was in like a year and a half ago back called Mr. Heavenly. So isn't that interesting? So yeah, it's the, I don't know, 3 degrees of separation of Michael Cera. All right, which reminds me of that other actor, that guy that was in the movie, I want to say, was it Election? No, what was it? No, oh, what is his name? Oh, he drummed, I think, with Sloan. I'm trying to remember his name now. He's in a band too. Anyways, all right, so it is 7:35. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm your host, Anita B. I'm here until 8 o'clock with you all, and we like to listen to Canadian music here. That is what goes on here. So before Islands, we heard Wolf Parade. Oh, I love Wolf Parade. They are on a hiatus, officially, according to them, I suppose. We heard the song Fine Young Cannibals from their album At Mount Zoomer. Now, At Mount Zoomer was released about 5 years ago or so. Oh, no, I'm wrong. 3 years ago. That's it? Only 3 years ago? No, 4 years ago. So 2008. Yeah, and that's a Sub Pop release. And before that, we heard some William Shatner. Now, I'm peppering the show with William Shatner today because I just can't believe it's taken me this long to figure out that he has a newish release. Yeah, isn't that a shame? I'm just so behind the eight ball. I just really am. So, oh well, I'm trying. I do make an effort, though, so there you go. All right, so what was I going to tell you? I had something coming up next, didn't I? I think I did. I just went into my little box of tricks, and apparently I just stopped thinking because it looks like I don't have anything ready to go. Oh my goodness, what is wrong with me? I don't know. But I was going to tell you all something, and now I forget what it was. All right, well, anyways, let's go back. Let's just go way back and listen to some Hayden. And Hayden, oh, my dream lover boy, back from, I don't know, 1995, 96. Yeah, and let's go back to that era. Let's hear something from his album, Everything I Long For. He's a classic Canadian indie artist, isn't he? Let's hear something that I haven't played in a long time. So how about, oh, I don't know. Let's hear the song Hardly. I hardly ever play the song Hardly. Yes, I do not. All right, so you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Missing from your life and from your everyday. I need you to be beside me. Why don't you call me and we'll see. I see you having coffee. You are almost beside me. Tell the rain to look at you. I tell her I need to tell you. I don't know you, but I want to tell you. I just can't leave here without telling you. Just
to you when I go to the washroom. I return to the table. I look, but I'm unable to find you anywhere. I ask Lorraine to look for you. I tell her I need to tell you.
Five boys who wanted to be robots. However, the powers that be forbade this, so they settled for being a band. That band is called Facts, and on Friday, April 13th, you can join them to celebrate the release of their new album, Like a Living Being. This album release party will feature guests Synthcake, Gang Signs, and WinnieCooper.net DJ Tristan Orchard. Visuals are provided by Leaf Hall, and if you're interested in pre-sale tickets, just visit WinnieCooper.net/tickets. Facts, Like a Living Being album release party, Friday, April 13th at the Waldorf Hotel, proudly sponsored by CITR.
Yeah.
You are listening to CITR. That, by the way, was Plants and Animals. I love Plants and Animals. I love them so much that I'm thinking we should hear some more. What do you guys think? So the song we just heard was called Feedback in the Field from their album Park Avenue. This here is Undone Melody on CITR.
Thank you. instrument and a switchblade and a Cadillac and throw it all in a fire.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh yeah.
This is Dick Valentine from Electric Six. You're listening to CITR 101.9, University of British Columbia.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and in about 7 minutes will be Jim Burnett. So Jim is filling in for Val, and if you are not aware, Val is Val Abbey, Val Cormier. Her show is called Folk Oasis, which is from 8 until 10. She's off in New Zealand. Yes, she is. She's such a world traveler, that one. Yeah, she is. Well, she's got no kids. She doesn't have anything to sort of tire down, so part of me is kind of jealous, me and my two little kids. Once you have them, you just kind of can't get rid of them. No, I'm just joking. Now they're 6 and 4, so I'm still in this somewhat challenging era, I suppose. My four-year-old, he just turned 4, and he's just definitely a handful. But so Jim will be here, and he'll be on, like I said, soon, and it looks like he's got some music from Mali, the country of Mali, which is in the northern part of Africa. And he was explaining to me the civil unrest that's going on, which I embarrassingly did not know anything about. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. So this is good because I am a social studies teacher. So I should be aware of these things, right? Oh, you know? Yeah. All right. Well, anyways, let's find out what I just played. We heard two songs from Plants and Animals. And the last song was called, was it called La La Land, I think? Let me just double check here. It was from their album La La Land, but I don't think that's what it was called, but no big deal. I can just double check that. Anyways, and then before that we heard something from their Avenue. Sorry. Okay, let me just stop that there. No, the song was called Undone Melody. That's correct. Undone Melody. And then before that we heard something from their album Park Avenue, and yeah, the song was called Feedback in the Field. All right, so I've got a few more minutes, maybe 5 or so. So I'll be bidding you all adieu. We'll listen to a little bit of William Shatner and his something from his newest album, which I just can't get enough of, which is called Seeking Major Tom. And if you've been listening to the show all night, that's what I've been playing all night. So let's see. It's a two CD set. And I'm trying to, okay, let's see. We are going to hear the song Walking on the Moon. That's what we're going to hear. That would be a Walking on the Moon. That would be a Police cover, isn't it? Yes. And it's this one. So there's a whole bunch of sort of guest players on this CD, by the way, this two-disc deal. And this one is featuring Toots Hibbert. Now, I'll be honest, I don't know who Toots Hibbert is, but...
Oh, he's the lead singer of the Maytals.
Oh, is it? Is that Toots and the Maytals? Is that right? Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. This is good. This is why Jim is here. He's helping me out. So I was wondering about that. That kind of rang a bell. All right, so there we are. So this is Walk.